The waking up of the soul that is clearly happening here will have enormous implications. This isn't just about religion. This is a transformation that will affect politics. It could help to redefine China's relationship with the rest of the world. The next day, having said goodbye to Lili, I headed out to the point where the mighty Yangtze finally flows out into the sea.
As I come towards the end of this journey, it's really clear to me that huge numbers of people in this country are turning to religion and faith. And the reason they're doing that is, in my view, because this country has advanced even further and even faster than many of us in the West realize. Hundreds of millions of people here have been lifted out of poverty. Often, their material needs are being met. Now they want new purpose and meaning in their lives that neither communism nor capitalism seem able to provide.
Here we are. This is sort of memorial, monument, or just a marker really, for the end of the Yangtze. Look, the end of the Yangtze. You can see for miles, look, right out to sea. Oh. It's been an amazing series of journeys. It's been thrilling and surprising for me, actually, just how much I feel I've learned from following these sacred rivers about the cultures and the countries that the rivers flow through. These rivers are polluted, they're battled over, but they're still life-giving arteries that support hundreds of millions of people. These rivers have shaped civilizations, and they'll continue to shape our modern world.